Catching up with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How's it going today, Nick?
Oh, pretty good. Staying busy in here. Guys fishing today, I guess.
Well, that's a good thing. The weather's actually kind of nice out there today, I think, anyway. The wind is what it was brutal over the weekend, although I did get some decent fishing reports, and it sounds like the ice conditions have definitely improved, even more so. So what are you hearing?
We're getting lots of cold nights and definitely cold days, cold nights in the forecast, so ice is firming up everywhere. Still some slush to deal with here or there, but definitely getting better.
Now, I haven't heard about any slush for quite a while. Are you seeing those on specific lakes, or are you getting reports from people they're still seeing slush?
Slush in the Hiawatha, a lot of those smaller ponds and stuff. Those have been a little messy, and still some slush spots on the big lakes, too. You know, Teal and Independence have minor slush in areas, but that's probably changed by now.
Well, that actually makes sense, especially in the Hiawatha, man. They're getting hammered east of Marquette almost every day with more and more lake effect snow. So, there's probably no way to avoid slush in eastern Marquette, western Alger County, that's for sure. Let's switch over and talk fishing. What are you hearing for catch reports?
Pretty good on perch. Good reports on crappie and, you know, other panfish, the gills and that. Been pretty decent. Walleye has been spotty. Pike hasn't been too bad, though. Better reports on that over the last week.
You hearing anything working better than another? Anything jumping out at you?
Most of the pike guys are picking up suckers. Most of the walleye guys are grabbing shiners.
Anybody talking to you about using jigging spoons or shiver minnows, jigging wraps, those kind of things?
It sounds like most of the fish have been caught on tip-ups.
Okay.
Guys are putting tip-ups out for pike while they're jigging for perch and everything else. And they've been doing a little better on the pike, it seems like.
Any word on water depths for any of these species?
It's kind of across the board. For the most part, the perch seem to be deep. Walleye, they are finding them in shallower during the day, but the guys that seem to be doing a little better during the day are fishing 20 feet or better.
All right, well, I want to get to the river reports and talk some winter steelheading with you, so can we get a little more time later this hour?
Yeah, talk about the rivers.
Sounds good. We'll catch back up with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette later this hour in our next Outdoor Report. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.